Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU men's basketball team once again is James Ellis. Or James, congratulations on the honor. Congratulations on the title.
Thank you. It feels really great accomplishing some of our goals as well as my goals as well. So,
you guys needed a little bit of help on Saturday. Were you surprised that you got all the help that you needed to get it out right?
No, I wasn't surprised. I mean, we definitely have a talented core group of guys. Any given night, anybody could step up. And fortunately, it was me, Jermaine, and the leaders of the team stepped up in big ways and contributed. And that's what we did.
The game on Friday was probably the most important one. If you don't win that one, Saturday wouldn't have been nearly as important. It's a team that isn't, you know, as good in the standings, obviously, as Winona. As a player, how hard is it to focus as much as you needed on that game as you guys did?
Well, it was hard to get away from the hoopla after last week when Jermaine hit the game-winning shot and all that stuff. But and we were able to come in last week prepared each day, focus on one day at a time, and that's what we did going to that last weekend. We focused on Upper Iowa first, and then we won that game. Then we focused on Winona State, and we were able to just – we just stay focused, maintain our mental focus and energy, and we got the win.
Against Winona, very close game until about midway through the second half. What started going right to, or going a little better for you, or maybe wrong for them?
I think it seemed like they're keying in on me a little bit, and we had other guys who stepped up, especially Jermaine. He hit some big shots. Bryce got in the paint, had a good few passes into me, and other guys stepped up, such as Zach, Lance, the rest of the guys, they did a good job just hitting key shots that contribute in big ways, and that helped us get a key win.
What sorts of things do you feel you guys still need work on?
Probably our defense and rebounding. I mean, we compared to other teams, especially to Winona, we were small, and we had to make up for that on the defensive end because they had a few big guys who pounded us pretty hard. And just defense, rebounding, and executing offensively. I think now that we're down to the end of the season, it's crunch time, so it's definitely crucial to have our offense well prepared and just execute well on both ends.
Winona State coming up, obviously, or Wayne State on Wednesday. You played them before. What sorts of things are you expecting?
Expecting a tough game. They have some bigs down low, pretty big, and really good players. It should be interesting. It should be fun. I think the atmosphere will be great. I think a lot of students will come and support us, and it should be a really fun game.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.